Facebook Showdown!
Time once again for Facebook Showdown. It is, yes, real stupid drama on the pages of Facebook. What we reenact like a bad soap opera. And welcome back once again. I've got PA.
Hey.
Kyle Polly.
Hello.
Joining me for today's episode of Facebook Showdown, where Penny wants to know what happened to a recent post concerning the mayor of her town, and Bobby gives her a piece of his mind. I'll be playing the part of Dana. PA, you're going to be Penny. Mm-hmm. Kyle, you'll be Bobby in this episode of Facebook Showdown entitled The Grammar Police. And begin scene.
Hey, what happened to the post about the mayor?
He rightfully reported the newspaper for harassment to get the post removed.
Yep, it's already gone. I just searched for it.
I guess you're an idiot supporter.
First, it's Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, so learn to spell before insulting someone's intelligence, especially if they're smarter than you. And stop repeating lies over and over and then getting butthurt when your post gets banned.
Takes a lot more than that to get me butthurt, and by the way, it's someone's apostrophe S, as in someone's feelings about their favorite political candidate sure get hurt easily.
Oh, don't drop the grammar hammer on me. I fully support the mayor, regardless of what those text messages says. If you don't, you're just a liberal P-on.
I think you meant to type P-E-O-N, not P-E-E, idiot.
Yeah, Bobby. The more you type, the stupider you sound.
I hate it when people blindly support someone. I just want someone who can make our city a better place to live. I mean, why do you even live here, Bobby?
Bobby, nothing witty to say?
I really do wonder why he even stays here.
Well, it is easier to hook up with your relatives when they live close.
And end scene.
Is this scenario pro-Bobby or anti-Bobby?
Yeah. I think it just depends on your position.
I love a good peeing reference, though. Yeah. I mean, like,
pee-on.
Pee-on.
Facebook Showdown!